First off, congratulations. You made it to Module 3. You have officially decided to focus on these big picture things, the strategy of your practice time versus just the technical things inside your practice time, which is what so many focus on. Rarely do they take the time to really dig into the individual moving components of the practice system. They're just worried about what they're practicing. We have so much more that we need to be worried about, and I just wanted to congratulate you. Like, I'm really proud of you. It's a huge deal for you to decide to focus on this instead of the other stuff. The other stuff's great, but it does not work unless we have the strategy in place. Now, so far, we've talked about scheduling, we've talked about the importance, we've talked about eliminating practice killers, we've even had bonus videos on speaking to your spouse and family and all of those things, your dog, whoever you need to speak to about this. And then in Module 2, we started looking at the pre-practice ritual, pre-practice routine, and that's very important to get that number one practice killer under control, and that is focus. And so we start talking about creative triggers and how we can get into the zone and learning how to extend that, all of those things. Now, this is gonna be all about right after the pre-practice ritual in your overall practice ritual. So we have the scheduling, we have the pre-practice ritual, and then we have the warm-up, okay? This is an integral part of your practice time, and this is gonna help you take that focus further. It's also gonna help you warm up everything, your mind, your musicianship, your body. It is a part of the practice time where we move to the instrument. Until now, we've done scheduling, that's away from the instrument, and then we've gone into our pre-practice routine, and now we're gonna actually be getting on the instrument and looking at that. Now, again, the scheduling part happens away, the pre-practice happens on the instrument. Now, the pre-practice ritual, that's only like a 3 to 10 minute deal, depending on how long my practice session is. If it's a very short practice session, I'm gonna do 2 or 3 minutes of that pre-practice ritual, get in the headspace, jump into my warm-up. If it's a longer practice time, I may take 5 to 10 minutes and really get as focused as possible, okay? The next module, we're talking about your work time. So that's gonna be actually, okay, you are in the work, you are doing it. How do we work through that stuff? I'm gonna give you tons of systems for that. In this module though, we're gonna start talking about your warm-up. We're gonna talk about what is a warm-up. We're gonna talk about the four components of a warm-up. I'm gonna help you work on developing your own warm-up. I'm gonna show you how to expand your warm-up. I'm gonna give you a sample warm-up. I'm really excited because I've got Roy here, and Roy plays with the Grammy-nominated band, Mute Math. He is just a killer musician, and I tapped him. I'm like, dude, will you develop a warm-up for them? So I actually am gonna give you a warm-up as an example, but also if you just wanna steal that warm-up, totally use that as your warm-up, okay? I'm gonna teach you how to develop your own. Then we're gonna talk about some bigger picture issues that you're gonna be using in the next module. Multitasking, task switching, and the costs that are associated with that. We'll be talking about feedback loops, gonna be getting into the Pareto principle, 80-20 practice, all of those things. But first, let's talk about this practice thing. Now, in the bonuses section, I told you, every module, I'm giving you something that you didn't know you were gonna get. It's just because I like over-delivering. Obviously, if you signed up for the more deeper course, you're gonna get some bonus mini courses, but this is for everybody, and that is, we're gonna be talking about ingraining success in your practice time. And then if you're a drummer, I'm actually giving you a couple of drummer warm-ups that you can go through. So that's, I'm a drummer, and it's a little bit different than the tonal instruments, so I wanted to be sure and give you that. Now, let's get to this. What is a warm-up? What exactly does a warm-up look like? A warm-up is something that prepares both your body and your mind, okay? It's not one or the other. It's not just, I wanna warm up my body. That's how we think of a warm up. We think of like a workout. We need to work out, so we need to warm up the body. That is, yeah, we're doing that too. There's a physical part to every instrument, whether you play the saxophone or the piano or the bass or the drums, there's a physical part to that. You are moving parts of your body. But at the same time, we're really wanting to warm up our focus. We want to get to a deeper level of focus. Now, it's a preset routine. A warm-up is something that you do the same every day. And you're like, Stephen, that's boring. No, it's not. You see, routines and being able to automate certain parts of your playing is what leads to a deeper level of creativity. Okay? A warm-up is neither boring or exciting. It just is. Now, we have routines all through our life. You have a bedtime routine. You have a shower routine, like you get in the shower, you put the soap here. Like I have a certain order of things I can do things in. I don't know why I do them in that order anymore. It's just the order that happens, right? I wash my hair first, and I put on conditioner, and I wash my face. Why do I do this in that order? I do not know. But I do know that some of my best ideas come when I'm taking a shower. Now, why is that? It's because I've automated this process of taking a shower, and I'm able to think about other things on a deeper level. I'll even get done, and I'll be like, hold on, did I wash? And I'm like, yeah, I wash, it's smelling good, right? So I'll get through that routine, and it's so automatic that I don't even know I did it. I forget some of the components, and it turns out I did them anyway, and I'm ready for the day. I'm warmed up for the day, in essence. Okay, so we have warm-ups in other parts of our lives, and we don't, like, I don't consider the routine of brushing my teeth. It's neither boring nor exciting. It just is. It is something that I do. I brush my teeth so the teeth will not fall out. Like, it's just a maintenance thing that I do. And you'll come to see how your warm-up is also a type of a maintenance. Now, something else about the warm-up that people don't realize is we talked about triggers in Module 2. We talked about creative triggers. It also becomes a trigger for you. Your warm-up becomes a deeper trigger because your body starts to go, oh, yeah, I remember this. I remember doing this. We do this the exact same way every day. It also warms up your musicianship. Now, that's something that we don't often consider, but all too often I come in and maybe I've just been listening to a rock song and then I sit down and all of a sudden I'm killing the drum set the entire time. What we want to do in order to warm up our body and our mind, we also want to warm up that third part, which is our musicianship, that deeper level where we're going to connect with people when we play. So by applying the Big 7 to your warm-up, your dynamics and articulation, help with some breathing, getting in the flow, all of that is going to help warm up your musicianship, okay? Now, typically a warm-up progresses from easy to hard. Now, some people think of that in terms of speed, technical prowess, either way. I usually like to start my warm-up with some easier things, and then I progress to harder things. Now, in the next lesson, in the next video, I'm going to be talking about the four components that I think every warm-up needs to have. They're really important, and if you learn those, you can develop a warm-up anywhere. But the important things to remember are it becomes a trigger, it becomes automated, and it's the same thing. It's a preset routine. Now, warm-ups in sports, that's where they're most popularized, is warm-ups in sports. The reason is because you can actually hurt yourself in sports if you don't warm up. It's a very physical thing. You're doing sudden burst of speed, and you can hurt yourself, pull muscles if you don't do that. I know a little bit more about this, and drummers will too, because we play a much more physical instrument than many of you do. We're making bigger movements, bigger motions, and I've given myself tennis elbow, I've given myself golfer's elbow, I've pulled muscles by not warming up and then going and playing a larger venue, okay? For instance, if you were gonna go on a jog, or you wanted to start sprinting, you wouldn't just go out the door of your house. If it was like 35 degrees outside, you're like, I'm gonna go run, and just all out start sprinting down the street, would you? No, all of us know, like, you're gonna pull something, and the older you get, the more likely it is that you are going to pull something, okay? So warm-ups are used in other parts of life. They're used very often in sports. Let's talk about a normal part of our life. Now, kids, cover your ears, because we are gonna talk about sex, S-E-X, and some of you are like, ha, you just got my attention, I'm all ears, right? We're gonna talk about sex. Why are we gonna talk about sex? Because we warm up when it comes to that. What are you talking about, Stephen? Have you ever heard of foreplay? And all of you adept guys and ladies know that the adept guys out there know this. Foreplay doesn't start 10 minutes after you get in bed. Foreplay starts when you get up in the morning, right? You get up in the morning, you say something nice. You leave a note. You fix the coffee pot so they wouldn't have to. You put out their favorite mug. You warmed the car up for them. You texted them during the day. Then you actually went out to lunch. And then later during the evening, you cooked dinner. This is all part of foreplay. It is warm up to an activity that is enjoyable for the both of you if you approach it right, right? And so many of you know, when you approach it wrong, the results are not exactly what you want. Like, if you jump in your sack and you're like, let's do this. She's like, no, I don't think that's going to happen, right? So foreplay is a type of warm-up. It is warming up for an event, all right? I mean, it's not like a warm-up, like you're gonna pull a muscle. I don't know what you're doing in your private time, but it is a type of a warm-up. So we use warm-ups in small ways to trigger reactions throughout our day, okay? It's not something that's just for music. Now, I wanna ask you something. What does your warm-up look like? Maybe you don't have one. Maybe you put down like, Stephen, this is the first time I'm really hearing that a warm-up's important. Put that down there. Put down there what your warm-up looks like, maybe what you're hoping it looks like. If you don't have a warm-up, then just say, hey, Stephen, I'm here. I made it to Module 3. Like, whatever you want to put down there, I'm reading all those comments. I love reading them. You guys inspire me more than you will ever know. And just so you know, if I do not answer a comment, it's not because I intentionally read it and then missed it. It's because there are a lot more of you than there are of me, and I make mistakes. So sometimes I'm going to miss a comment, but I'm reading those. I love reading them. I'm really excited about the warm-up because I can't tell you what it's done for my own practice time. I just really can't tell you what it's done for my practice time and how deep it enables me to focus and generate a better practice session. I'm excited. Let's go talk about warm-ups.